broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Great courage. All members have already spoken and then stand
up. Do they
all
live in caves?
I don't think very many of them live in caves.
Okay, so
scared. Okay.
You know, an extremely rare case. What happened here?
How's your friend Ann Coulter in the faggot word? What are you knocking at?
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And where we go through the looking glass. In fact, we go to the other side to find that thing called the truth. And a couple of good times, too. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And also you can look us up online at philhendryshow.com. You can watch a live streaming video of our show each and every night. Right now, if you'd like to. Let me turn the fan off here. Is that too noisy, bud?
Yeah, it's all right.
I had the fan on because the studio gets a little warm. Nonetheless, go over to our website, philhendryshow.com, and pick up a backstage pass. Starting on Monday, automatic downloads of the Phil Hendry Show podcast at iTunes, at our website, etc. And also, we will begin next week our classic Phil podcasts, too. Those are archival bits of entertainment that are free to everybody, just to give you an idea of what our website's all about. 877-876-PHIL. We are talking this evening, and we are holding over Mr. Don Parsley, whose brother was arrested for first-degree murder in Tennessee over this the past few days. The story that, as Mr. Parsley has told us, is that his brother was arrested for the murder of a courier, a man who worked for Mr. Parsley's brother and his partner, who was taking money between the business and some kind of a safety deposit box or a secured area. He was waylaid somehow. He was shot and killed. The the safe that he was carrying was empty. And your brother was arrested. And the police say that the motive here is, I don't know what it possibly could be, Don, but I guess the motive is that he had gambling debts.
Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk some turkey here, Phil, because, you know...
But wasn't that what they said the motive was?
I don't know what the police said the motive was, and I'm not really... You know, I let me tell you what's going on here. I didn't want to take any money. You twisted my arm. You said, let's do a defense fund. Okay. And I don't have a great lifestyle. I'm not a DJ, you know, like you are and everything. And all I need is a few dollars to help me and my wife. I have a wife and kids. And so
why do you need the money?
I need the money because of my brother needs the money. I need the money.
You said you and your wife and kids?
I need the money. My brother needs the money. And so if we can get a donation for him, I don't have to give him the money so that I can be, you know, okay. You see what I'm saying?
In other words, you and your family will have to pay for his attorney.
Yes. And we want a top-flight attorney. We want Johnny Cochran. I know he's not alive, but there was a man that I saw, I remembered from that O.J. trial. He does the TV commercials, too.
Robert Shapiro.
Yes, sir. But all I've heard are people questioning my honesty, and the money is all we need for him. Now, he has been, my brother's defense is so that I can have money that I don't have to spend on him, and then he has money. That's what I'm saying. Right now, he doesn't have any money. I got to spend money on him. So if I can get donations from people, and I didn't want to take them, but you twisted my arm. And
sir, I don't remember ever twisting your arm.
You most certainly did, Mr. Henry. You came on the program and said to the listeners, this man needs help. Why don't you take some money? It seems to be...
No, I never twisted your arm. I said that we could get some kind of a defense fund going for you if you'd answer some questions.
I've answered every question that you've put to me.
Well, you have, and they bring up more questions. And
well, how many questions does a man answer before he just says, You're lying to me, you know, and people have called me a liar. I think I've been lied to, not by you necessarily, but I think the police have lied, you know.
How did the police lie?
Well, I think they lied when they said that Len, you know, I think they're lying when they say Len's a suspect. I think they know more than they're saying. I think it's possible that there's more that they're not, that they're saying, or more that they're not saying. I mean,
well, what more could they be saying?
See how you always ask questions.
Sir, you're the one with the information. I'm not. You're the one who has the answers. I'm not. You're the one who.
I don't have all the answers, Mr. Henry. If I had all the answers, my brother would be out of jail tonight. You know, all I can tell you is, and this is all I've got, he's my twin. And we have a way of telepathically talking to each other. And he can't lie to me on account of the twin, on account of what the twin can do. If my brother says he went to a hockey game on the 17th and there were guys in skates and they were out there, I don't know who they were playing, I don't know what city he was in, but he swears to God, and we come from a very religious family too, and I don't mind telling you that. He swears to God he was at a hockey game on April the 17th.
You said that he was at a hockey game on the 10th.
There you go. You said
the game was on the 10th. I'm looking at the schedule, and it says the 10th.
My brother is... I will say this again, Mr. Henry. I don't know if you're a twin.
No, I'm not a twin. I'm not a twin. No, I'm not.
Well, then you don't know what you're talking about. Because if my brother says he was at a hockey game on the 10th, or...
The 17th is what he said was on the ticket.
He says he was at a hockey game on the 17th, then I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, there were men on skates... Lying all around. I don't know what they're doing. Pirouettes, whatever they do.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. Daryl in Topeka, Kansas. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. My brother and I are 60-year-old twins. And,
yes, sir.
We're identical. And,
yes, sir.
I'm as close to him as anything. And twins do lie to each other. As a quick example, an accident a few years ago, rear ender, spent $4,000 trying to defend myself. My brother was on my side. I lost the case for a $50 ticket. He just recently asked me about that case again, and I said, well, the truth was I really did rear end the guy on purpose. I was angry. So, you know, twins do lie to each other, and even in a crime like I have.
But you know what? You know what? Your brother probably already knew that.
Yeah, well, sure he did. You know, we're not telepathic.
You know what I'm saying? He probably already knew it. That's
we're
what I'm saying.
Close.
Yeah, so he probably was just testing you to see if you'd, you know, tell him. But he already knew you were lying.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same thing with my brother. You know.
Yeah. And you say that you know he's not lying.
He wouldn't. If I will tell you this, and this gentleman here, he's a twin, so you know. If my brother, and this is only an if my brother killed that guy, there had to have been a good reason.
Wait a minute.
I'm saying if.
No, wait a minute. You said the guy's innocent. You swore up and down.
I do believe he's innocent.
Then what do you mean if he killed the guy, he had to have a good reason?
I'm saying as an option. Is the twin still on the line there? Where'd the twin go?
Daryl, are you there, sir?
Yeah, Phil, you started breaking up on me. I'm on a cell phone.
I want to ask the twin, I mean, Daryl, did your brother, okay, so all you did was rear-end a guy, that's as bad as it's been?
Yeah, that's probably not here.
All right, no problem, Daryl. We'll let you go. Thank you for the call. 877-876-PHIL. Are you saying your brother killed this guy?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if he did.
I thought twins can't lie. And you said to me that your brother, you know, is telling you the truth when he said he didn't kill that guy.
I know he is, but he may be testing me by saying I killed a guy. Or he didn't say he killed a guy, but he might. If he says that to me, then I will know he's testing me. But all I'm trying to say, and see... The twin, I don't even know why I'm talking, because that twin proved it. When I said to him, your twin could be lying, and the twin said, yeah, you're right. So that twin and the other twin, that twin lied to the other twin. My twin told me that he didn't kill another man, who I might have been a twin of some. I don't know if the guy that he killed was a twin. And he told the twin, he told his twin, me, that he didn't do it. I believe him. I believe him. And I've been on your program for an hour and 15 minutes. I don't think I've heard anyone, not one human being, have the common courtesy to say I'd like to donate $10,000, $20,000, or however many, to your case. But all they do is ask me about twins. They ask me about duct tape and all these other things. Only police made up.
Duct tape? I don't remember that.
You said something about...
I said the Ducks, the Mighty Ducks.
That was what it was, yeah.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here as we talk to Don Parsley. Concerning his brother being in jail for murder, a murder his brother didn't commit, so Don says, and his brother is his identical twin, so, you know, they don't lie. And on top of everything else, he needs the money, too, because he's poor. By giving his brother this money, he'll be poorer, so he needs donations, even though I twisted his arm to take him. What? He wants to talk to me? Yes, sir.
I wish when you go... I wish you wouldn't talk behind my back.
So, just hold on for a minute, sir. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Who's that?
Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Don Parsley with us. His brother is in jail for a first degree murder right now. The trial has not yet been set. You said that you need to raise this defense money for him, in part because you want to hire a good attorney. Another, you're hoping that eventually bail will be set?
I'm hoping because my brother is a very, right now I can tell you he's got a very bad temper. There's no question he's got a bad temper. No question he's got a bad temper, and I'll bet anything that he cursed, he probably cussed out the cops and said all kinds of things to them, and they probably think they're going to hang a murder rap on him because he told them, you know, he called them names or told them that where to stick it. I'd like to get my brother out because he's got a very bad temper, and I can tell you when he gets angry, you better don't walk, you better run. So I think, you know, if he gets angry enough, I don't know a jail that can hold him.
You don't know a jail that can hold him, and yet he's not in jail. He's a law-abiding citizen.
That's right, Mr. Henry. Some people have a bad temper.
Well, I don't think that's going to bother the police at all. I think they're going to keep the guy inside regardless if he doesn't have the bail money.
Well, you think they're going to keep him inside regardless unless he has the bail money, and I'm telling you, that he'll get mad enough where he'll butt. Okay, he can break out of the jail.
He'll get mad enough that he'll bust out of the jail. How?
I'm not going to tell you. I don't know how. But that's how mad he can get. I mean, if they bring him his breakfast on a tray, he'll.
Well, what are we talking about here, Hannibal Lecter? I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this story about your brother. You say he's not guilty of murder. You say that the guy's a law-abiding citizen, but he's got a really bad temper. And the guy that brings in his food in the morning, the trustee, is what, going to get killed?
I didn't say Hannibal Lecter, okay? I didn't say that.
Well, I mean, you're sounding like your brother can bust out of any jail, and he's getting really mad, and that's why you need to get this money.
I need to get his bail money, yes, sir. And if people are calling to donate, that would be great, but I haven't heard anybody say anything yet, so... I guess the hell with that.
I didn't hear you, sir.
I said the hell with it.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here from Ryan in Nashville. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Ryan, go ahead, sir.
You do understand that when we're asking you questions, the only reason anyone would ever donate money is if they think he's innocent. So I'm going to sort of preface my question like that. But why can't you keep the dates for your brother straight? I mean... You don't know what day he was accused of first-degree murder? I mean, because that's the day that the game's supposed to be for. You say the 12th, the 17th, the 10th. We don't know what day it is. There's not even a Predators game after the 10th. So why, if you're telepathic with your twin, why can't you remember the date for your brother's accusation of first-degree murder?
I do remember, sir. First of all, I never said the 12th. I said the game was on the 17th, and my brother went there on the 17th, and he saw a game on the 17th. Now, Mr. Henry said that the last Predator home game was on the 10th. Well, I'm
okay.
not saying Mr. Hendricks
but
a liar.
But you did say the 12th not accident at one point.
I said the 12th was the last game, yeah. But the last
game. You just said the 10th was the last game.
Yes, sir. The last game's the 12th. The last home game's the 10th.
So would you be very specific, look, and just so we know that you know what your brother's going through, would you be very specific what day was your brother accused of first-degree murder, and does that day coincide with the game?
No, sir, my brother was arrested last week, and formally charged
When was he arrested? What day was he accused of committing the murder?
When he was arrested.
No.
Are you asking what day the murder was committed, sir?
Right.
Okay. What day was the murder?
The murder was the day of the Predators game.
Then that couldn't possibly be the 17th because the Predators game occurred on the 10th.
Right. That's what I
mean.
Then what's the 12th?
The 12th, the last home game.
Your brother was at the last home game on the 10th or the 17th. That's what you told us.
Mr. Henry, I don't appreciate being yelled at, believe me.
Well, sir, you know, you tell me that I'm twisting people's arm to lend you money. I'm not doing that.
I didn't know it was a loan.
I mean, to give you money, I'm not doing that. You came on, you're telling me the story. I want to hear the story. Was it your brother there on the 10th? Was he there on the 12th? Was he there on the 17th?
I believe I've said time and time again he was there on the 17th. He was there on the 10th, but the ticket said the 17th.
Was that even the day that the murder was committed?
Yes, sir. That was the day the murder was committed, on the day of that last home game, because my brother was getting ready to go to the Predator game. His partner, Chris, was going to meet this young man, Dave, who had the safe. And my brother left, and Chris left.
So your brother left, and Chris left, at the same time that Dave left?
Yeah, and the police are saying it was my brother. Well, it could have been Chris. Why wasn't it Chris?
Well, it's very interesting that both of you guys now are gone while this kid is gone.
Yeah. So that's what the cops used to pin it on me?
Well, no, but you're saying you went to a Predator game that was either on the 17th or the 10th. We're completely confused.
I told you the date.
Okay. Then you've got receipts for the hot dog stand, for the gas station. You say it's all ironclad, and yet the police have placed your brother under arrest.
Yeah. How they get their kicks. That's how cops get their kicks. I've been trying to tell you people this. When they can't solve a case, they decide to get their laughs by just locking anybody up.
Well, so how is that going to work when you get to trial? I mean, that amount of evidence that you shared with us, it doesn't sound like enough to convict him at a trial that any jury would believe that. And so it sort of sounds like you're withholding evidence if you need a Johnny Cochran-type lawyer to protect your brother in this case.
What have I told you that would convict my brother? I said he's got an alibi, ironclad, he was at a hockey game.
The date of which is wrong on the ticket.
He has the receipts of getting gas.
He could have gotten gas and committed a murder.
Okay, what are you saying now, Mr. Hendry? Have you changed your mind?
I'm just telling you, if I'm thinking like a cop, you can stop and get gas and still kill somebody. You might even be able to kill somebody and still go to a hockey game.
You know what? You people watch way too many cartoons, because my brother is...
Yeah, well, by the way, you just said your brother gets so angry he could bust out of a jail.
Wouldn't you be that angry? Would you not be that angry if somebody told you, I think I'm going to put you in jail for murder?
And your brother gets so angry he can bust out of a jail, but he wouldn't get so angry as to rip somebody off for...
He'd be ripping himself off.
Not necessarily. He's ripping himself off. He's ripping off his business to pay off a gambling debt.
Especially if he gets you to, finance his defense for free. I came into this wanting to believe you. I mean, but obviously we're going to have questions.
How much money were you going to donate?
I don't know. I mean, I was going to actually, follow through and find out, the credibility of the story, but you don't want to deliver that. You don't want to deliver the credibility of the story. You just want to put out that your brother's been accused.
Sir, ask me any question you want. I'll have an answer. I swear.
Yeah, but will it be the right answer?
You know, I'm by myself here. I don't have Johnny Cochran. I don't have Gloria Allred. You got Mr. Hendry making fun of me. There's nothing I can do. I care about my brother very much.
Sir, I want to help you, but I'm listening to your answers. Just like that one lady said, if you go to a trial with all of this stuff, go ahead, ask him any question you want here, sir, and Ryan, and then we'll take our break.
All right. look, aside from all of this, I just want to know why you need a lawyer that would be that good if he has an ironclad alibi. I don't understand the alibi, but why would you need this special Johnny Cochran type lawyer if he has an ironclad alibi? It seems like a public defender would do fine.
If, and I said to Mr. Henry, if he committed the murder, I don't believe he did. I swear on a stack of Bibles he didn't, but he might have gotten, there might have been a good reason to kill this guy. And I.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, we don't have a lot more time. Phil Hendry Show, I'm with Don Parsley here, and Mr. Parsley came on our program to talk about a brother that was arrested last week in Tennessee for first-degree murder. A courier used by Mr. Parsley's brother's business was killed. A safe with a significant amount of valuable material valued at somewhere around $150,000 was taken. The safe was found. The money and collectibles were not. Mr. Parsley's brother has been arrested. And I'm not saying that I believe any of this, Mr. Parsley. I'm just saying what seems to be the discrepancy, the police are not buying the story of your brother being at a hockey game, because the date your brother gave them and the actual date of the hockey game are two different dates. The ticket says something else. You have said here that your brother's temper is so bad that he could bust out of a jail. You have said that you're a twin, so your brother, you're convinced your brother could never have done it. However, if he is guilty, you said.
Well, that was what I wanted to explain.
But you said if he's guilty. Never before in the program did you say to me that you thought it's possible.
Mr. Henry, hold on for a minute, because I said if he's guilty, you know, you have to keep open the possibility that blind and naive not to think that it's possible. But even if my brother killed that, he must have had the kid must have pissed him off or done something, and so that we would have to have a Johnny Cochran style lawyer.
So you would still be out here raising money for your brother on my radio show to my listeners, even though he may be guilty?
Because I don't think you're listening too good.
I'm listening to everything.
Because he might have had a good reason.
And what good reason do you have to shoot a man and leave him laying it off the side of a road? His truck is empty. What good reason is there?
Well, you know, you're making it all dramatic, like it's, you know, like you think you're Johnny Cochran or something.
No, I'm asking you, what good reason would a man have for killing another man and then covering it up, lying about it?
He didn't lie.
Yes, he did.
Well, I don't know if he did it. That's the whole thing.
877-876-PHIL. That he lied. Here is Jeff in Cincinnati listening at WQRT. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Phil. I'll get right to the point.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing two sides of a story here that doesn't really make any sense to me. I believe I'm speaking on behalf of all of Northern Kentucky. I'd like to hear the opening arguments in this trial. My brother, we can't get the dates correct here on what happened here, but I don't believe he murdered somebody, but boy, get in his way and he's going to bust out of jail and probably harm somebody else. I'd like to see how that flies over for the jury. To me, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I would never. Yeah, that's the reason why I'm not a lawyer, sir. And I agree with that.
That's what the opening arguments in my mind are going to say. My brother did not do it. He may or may not have been at this hockey game, but boy, get in his way here, and you're going to be in trouble. That sounds really great.
Well, I don't know whatever the lawyer says. I'm sure he'd be good. Get some money together here, and I've been listening to people making all kinds of big talk, but nobody's, coughing up.
You know what? Nobody's going to cough up so long as we're hearing stories about it. Was the 10th. It was the 17th.
I told you it was the 10th. You looked it up, Mr. Henry. You said it was the 10th.
You originally said it was the 17th.
The ticket said the 17th.
Ah, that's right. The counterfeit ticket said the 17th. But your brother still, see, I don't care whether he got in with a ticket. I'm willing to believe that there are counterfeit tickets that can actually get you into a game. The thing that I find strange is that your brother showed up for the game on the 10th.
Because he knew the schedule.
Then what, if you're holding a ticket that says the 17th, and he's such a big hockey fan, wouldn't he say, oh my God, I've got the wrong ticket?
you know, let's go back to my original point.
No. You please. Wouldn't he say, I've got the wrong ticket?
He might have been distracted because he just killed a man, and that was the point that I wanted to get to, but you wouldn't let me, and now I want to get to my point. If he had killed him.
If he had killed him, then it makes sense that he doesn't know what's on his ticket. He doesn't know. If he'd killed him, it would make sense to me that he wouldn't even know if he's watching a hockey game at that point.
Maybe he didn't.
So are you telling us now that he killed him?
No, I am not. I'm saying I know my brother because he's a twin. And is this gentleman a twin that I'm talking to? Because I wanted to find out of the people that are calling.
Are you talking about this, Jeff?
No, absolutely.
Are you a twin?
I am not a twin.
Well, then you don't know.
I do have a brother and sister. It doesn't matter if I'm a twin or not. I do know my brother and my sister, and it doesn't matter if you're a twin or not. I don't believe that it makes one bit of difference if you're a twin or not. I know my brother and
if
sister.
You're a twin, I know that he's lying to me. I know he's not lying to me. But,
well, that you can say that if he's a twin or not. What's the difference if he's a twin? You'll know if your brother or sister is lying to you. It has nothing to do with
because
it.
Because twins can't lie to each other. They know.
Of course they can. Of course they can. They're human beings. They're human beings.
Well, yeah,
what do you mean telepathically?
It's been proven, Mr. Henry, the twins can read minds. I'm not saying it's been proven, but I am saying that the evidence indicates the twins can read minds. And my brother told me that this cop knew, he just basically had made up his mind that my brother was guilty.
And how did your brother know that?
I told you because he's reading this cop's mind.
Wait a minute, man.
No, not wait a minute, man, Mr. Henry.
No. Your brother may be able to read your mind. Reading a cop's mind, he can't. I'm sorry.
You know, a man's in jail, and you find it funny, but I don't find it funny. And my family doesn't find it funny.
I don't think any of us find that funny whatsoever. We're just
and I don't think the family of that. I don't think the family of that kid that was killed, that poor kid driving a truck for his job was killed, I don't think they think it's funny either.
So you're bringing up that kid so you get people on your side.
I'm bringing up the kid. He got killed.
My brother?
Well, I heard what you said, Don. If your brother did it, he must have had a real good reason.
No, you twisted it all out of proportion.
No, that's exactly what you said. Thank you very much, Jeff, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Don in Houston. Go ahead, Don. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. Mr. Henry, I'm convinced that this gentleman knows that his brother committed the crime, but for whatever reason, he will not admit so. And I challenge him to discuss every conversation he had with his brother since the crime.
Well, I mean, what every conversation, I mean, that's a lot of them. What,
well, I want to hear them because you have to ask your brother, did you do it or not?
I did ask him. He said, no, he did not. And I said, you know I'm a twin. And he goes, yeah.
Can we get off the twin thing? Because,
well, you know that.
No, I don't know that twins can read other people's minds, no.
Well, I my brother said, no. I asked him, did you kill Davey? He said, no, I didn't. And I said, are you sure? And he said, how could you ask me, am I sure? Don't you think you'd be sure if you killed someone? And then we both laughed about that.
So you are now convinced that he did not do it, yes or no?
I think he did not do it, but he might have, and
ooh,
at that time really thought, well, you know, at the time he talked to me, he believed that he hadn't.
Well, wait a minute, man. Are you telling me now your brother doesn't remember properly whether he killed somebody? The brother that can read minds?
He could read. I said he read that cop's mind.
Oh, yeah, he read the cop's mind because he's a twin. So your brother suddenly doesn't remember whether he killed somebody or not.
Yeah, let me ask both of you gentlemen, where does the donating of money start? When do we get into that?
Well, how much do you really want to prepare a defense if you know he's guilty?
You need one. I think you need a lawyer on the level of the man I talked about, Jerry Cochran, or someone like that.
He's dead, Johnny Cochran.
But
well,
you know,
We can find a better lawyer, but, I mean, if he's really guilty, then let's just admit the truth. But if he's innocent, let's go fight the fight.
He is innocent, as far as I can tell.
Well, you know what, Don? As far as you can tell, ain't good enough. And you've been doing a dance here tonight.
Well, Mr. Henry, don't wrap this up like, you're Rod Serling and you're giving the outro on an episode. Don't wrap it up like, don't wrap me up. Don't wrap me up like I'm that episode with the turned-up nose people. All right? Don't give me an epilogue. I came on your program in good faith because I wanted to get money for a defense fund for my brother who had been wrongly accused of murder, I thought. Then the more you people talk to me about it, the more I realize maybe he did kill Davey. And then I thought, all right, I'll keep going to get money to get a defense fund for a lawyer that can help him defend himself if he's guilty so he doesn't get the death penalty.
Is that what you thought?
Well, listen to you two guys. So both of you guys are now geniuses, is that it?
No, not at all. No, we're not geniuses. We're talking to you, man, and you're giving. And what do you mean you're an episode like the turned up noses?
You're talking about me like, and there he is, Don Parsley. Thanks a lot, folks. Produced by CBS TV. Like I'm a freak. Like I'm some freak in a chicken coop.
Okay, Don, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to take another phone call here, and then we're going to have to move on. Bill, Bill, you're on the Phil Henry Show. I got to move on, sir. Bill, go ahead.
Mr. Parsley, can I offer you a piece of advice, sir? Slow your roll.
I've been getting a lot of advice tonight.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, I'm one of these stupid ex-cops, and you need to make notes and follow those notes when you're going down because you're giving different answers to the same question every time it's being asked, sir. I want to believe. Here's what I think. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and think that you're telling him the truth and that your answers are coming from being more afraid than anything else because you're scared you're going to lose your brother. I'm a stupid cop. I understand that. But you need to get your story straight. Make you a set of outline notes. You should have did that before you came on this show. Because if I first got onto this show the other night when I had this idiot on there talking about he could tell what kind of ethnicity somebody is by the music they listen to. And from then on, I've been taping this show. Because I'm not an all-night person. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. I think it's telling the truth.
Mr. Henry, if you're having a good time laughing at this, you're laughing.
I'm not.
What the gentleman was? No, I was laughing because what Bill was talking about reminded me of the bit, and it was making me laugh. Not you, Mr. Parsley. The bit that he was talking about from the other night.
You know, Luke and
this guy was so insane. He made you sound like
sir,
the best lawyer.
You know what? That's fine, but you can't identify me with some crazy man you listen to. You know, this is the thing about cops. Who can figure
what?
Here's the thing I don't get.
I said the gentleman that was on the other night was an idiot, and for that reason I started taping the show. I didn't say you were an idiot. I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you don't seem to want to accept it. Listen, take the pro bono attorney that they're offering you. You can kick him out later, but what you need to do is go down and file a discovery and get copies of those dadgum concession stand receipts. And the second thing you need to do is get the lawyer to go down there, scan the computer, because they may have not had the right date on the ticket itself, but the barcode must have been right because they let you in. I mean, here in Houston, you can't. I mean, you got to go through 80 metal detectors and everything else just to get a beer. I know you don't live in the sticks. These guys are sophisticated that run these stadiums now, and they've got records. Just like anytime you see the news on TV, you see all these surveillance tapes of people doing all.
Now this is a man. Excuse me, interrupting you, Bill, but you're a police officer, an ex-police officer. This is a guy giving you good, solid advice, and you just said to me, cops are real stupid. Don't you feel bad?
Feel bad about what?
This gentleman's just giving you this really good, solid advice.
This guy's I don't mean anything against him, but he's a cop. They get their kicks running in circles.
Wait a minute, man. He just told you some stuff about how to get evidence, what to look for, what not to look for, and you're telling me he's getting his kicks running you in circles.
I don't know. The whole thing sounds far out to me.
Anybody that's ever seen My Cousin Benny, for God's sakes, knows how to get evidence. discovery...
Look, I'm not some hillbilly in there. Wait a minute. I'm not some hillbilly in Alabama, looking for a tire tread. My brother.
Hey, I'm from Texas, dude. You can call me a hillbilly all you want. My neck's as red as they get. All I'm trying to do is give you some advice. When you talk to people, when you talk to the police, you need to. Mr. Henry, can you send this man a tape of the show tonight so he can hear how he sounds?
Hey, let me tell you what. All I'm telling you is my brother said he went to a hockey game on the 17th of April, and there might not have been anybody there, and maybe he's hallucinated.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, I believe you.
Right. Yeah, he believes you. So you got to get this ticket. You get the barcode, because if the barcode somehow got him in to the stadium on whatever night it might have been, and there was a hockey game, maybe he thought it was the 17th because he got in. The ticket said the 17th, so this must be the 17th. And in point of fact, it was the 10th.
And you're telling me this cop's for real, huh?
Oh, come on, will you? All right, thank you very, very much, Bill. Good advice. Appreciate you calling, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
You said, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I got to move on, man.
Okay, so for almost 2 hours, not one nickel, not even...
You know what? I'll write you a check for $100.
A check?
Well, other than that, there's nothing I can do because people didn't buy the story, didn't believe your story. They didn't want to talk to you about your brother.
And they don't even know a twin can read minds.
A twin can read anybody's mind.
That's my understanding, yeah. I can't do it. I'm a twin. I can't do it. But my brother's a twin, and he can. He can read minds across the room.
Why would a twin be able to do that?
Because they get practice reading each other's minds, and then they, when the other twin isn't there, they just read whatever mind is there. That I don't understand it either. But it is a...
All right. Thanks very much. Wow. World-famous Phil Hendry Show coming back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show in just a couple of minutes. A few other things, like a burglar suing the man who captured him, claiming that the citizen's arrest was a little too rough. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm a twin and I can read minds.
Phil Hendry.
I just was remembering, you know, I don't know, who was on the show the other night?
I don't know, but you said about ethnicity or whatever, that ethnicity?
Ethnicity. Whoever was on the show, do you remember, Robert?
No, I don't, but I know he was saying that, are you white, then that means you listen to Neil Diamond, something like that.
Yeah, I forget who that was. Anyway, that caller that we just had on the air reminded me of that. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our website is philhendryshow.com. You want to watch a live streaming video of our show? Oh, it was Larry Grover, I think, Mr. Grover.
No, the guy that lives on his mom's cot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's got a cot at his mother's house. Yeah, it was Larry Grover, who was very proudly proclaiming that he's not a racist, but he wants to really prop the white people.
Yeah, that gotta be a racist. No other way.
Well, he didn't say that he didn't think black folks or anybody, shouldn't have what they want.
No, man, don't be naive, man. That's a racist through and through, man. When he said, all I want to do is prop the white people don't need propping. You know, black people need prop. Mexican people probably need it. Hell, I'll even say Jewish people need it, you know.
Oh, well, how big of you?
Yeah, what is, you don't like Jews at all.
I didn't say I don't like Jews. I don't say I don't like Jews.
Then what's the problem with Jews?
I didn't say I got a problem with Jews.
Then why did you say, hell, I'll even say Jewish people?
Because Jewish people are doing fine, you know. They're all talking about how they're put on and how they had a Holocaust, all that. You look around, man, the Jews are doing good, you know.
And, all right, so they're doing good, man. It ain't like they're the most loved people in the world. Every time something goes wrong, man, the only reason why they blame Jews is because they don't figure black people are smart enough.
Yeah, right there, man.
All right, I'm kidding.
Right there, man.
That's true.
Shut up, bud. I'm joking.
No, you're not joking, man. You're not joking. That's exactly what you're saying. You said Jews get blamed because they don't think black people are smart enough to pull off some of the stuff the Jewish people pull off.
Nobody's pulling anything off, man. That's the problem. Nobody's pulling anything off. Jews aren't pulling anything off. Black folks aren't pulling anything off. But you cats are at each other's throats because you think you're pulling something off. And I really have given you the benefit of the doubt. I don't hear Jewish people busting on black people near as much as I hear black folks busting on Jewish people.
Yeah, because the Jewish people got everything.
So they got everything. You know, I mean, a lot of white folks got everything, man, and they ain't Jews. You know, I don't get it, man. I just don't get it.
Well, someday you might get it. You understand about slave trading.
Oh, will you get out of here with that slave trade bull crap, man? Get out of here with that, okay? Every kind of guy was trading the slaves. Every kind of slob. Including, as you know, black people. And I ain't even going to be hanging that on them, all right? I just don't get it with this whole Jew this, Jew, you know, Hymietown that. And who's that other scumbag? Who's the latest guy that was saying that stuff?
I don't know. Chris Rock.
What do you mean, Chris Rock? Burglar sues man who captured him, claims rough citizen's arrest. We're going to read this when we come out at the top of the hour because we don't have time right now because Robert was bugging me with all of his paranoia.
I'm not paranoid about nothing, man. You brought it up.
No, I think you brought it up.
No, you brought it up.
No, anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Representative Anthony Weiner goes in on an epic rant on the House floor. We'll hear it when we come back.
Phil Hendry.